We have one online owner, Josiah Nash.
Who is it?
Josiah Nash.
Josiah.
Who's that? Like, he's county, isn't he? Josiah Nash is county. Not Helena, he's county. He's not a
He's our county bank.
Yeah.
Well, I guess we'll get started. Calling to order the July 28th board meeting, HOA Raptor Day board meeting. So we have no homeowners online.
Oh, we have one now, BC Daily. BC Daily.
BC Daily.
That's Bobby, she's on the wall.
Oh, Bobby.
Oh.
And then.
Terry and Janice are joining us in person. Do anyone have any new issues? One issue that came up this month were the mosquitoes. There's always been a talk of, can Raptor J do anything? And the rule is Teton County Pet and Weed conduct surveillance for adult mosquitoes in Raptor J to monitor mosquito populations and mosquito-borne diseases. They are not able to spray to control adult mosquitoes as they do not have approval from enough owners in Raptor J. Weed and Pest applies their larvicide application by drone and let the HOA know if it, HOA office know they are stretched thin and have not gotten a Raptor J this year. Randy has, as a result, Randy's purchased and applied the dunk larvicide to the ponds and ditches last week. So we should see some improvement in the past. And individually, you can do your own mosquito control, but the board and the HOA does not do that blanket for everyone in that community. Just to clarify, we got a few feedbacks on that.
And I just have a question about the dunk and the larvicide in the ditches. Was that all the ditches or just the ones?
No, I only did the ones. You can't put it in the moving water. It's for stagnant water. So I put it in all the stagnant ditches that I could find. And some that were very, very slow moving. Got some also.
So on the north side.
Definitely the ponds. I'll probably need to go back. Said I should go back in like a week or two and add another couple of dunks of them.
The ditches on the north side are pretty slow moving. Did you catch
it? If it's moving, the larvicide floats away.
But
and does not work. It's for standing water only.
So on the north side, there are some, you put some there.
Yes, I did get out of the pond.
I was talking about the ditch.
All the ditches I saw were actually moving water.
So you didn't put it in here?
No, because it's just a waste of the product.
So I am wondering.
Because if it floats away, yeah.
Yeah, no, I hear you. I know a certain number of people have to sign up, but I'm wondering if as part of ditch maintenance, you look at mosquito control as part of ditch maintenance. That's pretty problematic.
No. I don't want to name names, but I have seen a couple people get together and take their weeds out of the ditch so that the water is moving, and they said it substantially reduced their mosquito population. And what was really curious, because on one half of the block, they did that, and then you cross the street, and that's where all the mosquitoes are, is where the water has slowed down, and the ditches are all kind of moving. That's part of, I know according to HOA rules, residents are not supposed to mess with the ditches. But if you can get people to be active, that would cut down on HOA fees and fees. But if you can establish some procedures for doing that, I mean, it looks nice, they follow the rules, they've got the buffer zone,
and they said it just really cut back on mm-hmm. mosquitoes. So did they physically remove the cut stuff in that? Have you mm-hmm. seen it?
That's the answer. You need to have it all flowing.
And when you get a couple neighbors, mm-hmm. right, to work together, it doesn't take long to get rid of that stuff. I completely agree. I have been in support of, if people ask, we have to start saying yes. We never say yes when people ask to do some things on ditches. And I think it's kind of remiss of us. We need to let people do it. As long as, you know, we're careful with liability and all of that, I think it would be good to start letting people take care of those.
And that might be something to consider when the final, with the ditch plan, right? Some procedures and, you know, if you're worried about neighbors, you can get neighbor sign-off sheets, but it could be well done and it could save Andy some work and
exactly. I mean, that's the answer for the ditches, for sure, 100%.
Do it as part of the routine. Like, this is what we do.
Exactly. That's almost what we like do in June.
The poop day.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
And those
you won't even have to spray the ditches if they're cleaned out.
Right.
Yeah. They won't be the problem.
Growing in there, people want to get in there and trim. Let's let them do it.
I like it.
I tell you what, I don't know about other people, but I was inundated with mosquitoes.
So were we.
And that water behind was barely moving.
Mm-hmm.
Surprisingly.
Let's make that part of the ditch plan.
Yep.
And it's one of those things we don't want to forget because the mosquitoes will be gone by August. And,
right. And so even if our ditch plan doesn't move as quickly as we want it to, I think we need to put this as a priority for saying okay to people, even if they want to do it this fall.
Just talking with West Bank, we're looking at the culvert by the pond, and I brought up the ditches, and they mentioned that they usually like to do those ditches in the wintertime because they can get in and do their mess, and then it's not evasive, and everybody in spring isn't freaking out because there's machines in there. So I don't know if that's something we need to look at for this fall/winter. I was like, winter? He's like, yeah, dead winter. I mean,
and after all the leaves have dropped, it makes maintenance a lot easier.
Yeah. And they just clear snow, and then they can get in and clean up and get out before the spring hits.
Right.
So maybe something to put in for
this fall
to try
even
to get an attack.
The first part of the ditch. That's going to help with everything too. Yeah. Help water flow, the mosquitoes.
Right.
Yes.
So. I know some people that will probably make a request. I think we all do.
So. I mean, on that note, I guess we're probably looking at replacing that culvert possibly this fall or spring at the latest. The one going left towards cow camp there at the pond.
Oh, okay.
Do we want to look at cleaning that ditch from the small pond to that time? While they're in there,
let's clean every ditch we can while we're there.
Well, they're going to dig that whole road and that part of the ditch there. Do we want them to go all the way to the pond?
That would make sense, wouldn't it?
While they're in there?
Yeah.
Do we have any thoughts on cost?
He's in the pencil works now. I haven't got an estimate back yet. Yeah. I was just talking about the culvert at this point, but
right.
We were talking also about, you know, doing ditch work.
Do you think he can give us an estimate for that as well? So we know where we're.
Yeah, that would be great.
Yeah,
that'd be great.
That's a great
I'll get him idea. To do some estimates on clean out.
Yeah, that'd be great if you could do that. That'd be very helpful.
Great.
Just one last.
Yeah.
Have you got it going south to to winding trails where all the. Right now, that's getting pretty overgrown, that section along.
Right now, I'm looking at replacing that culvert. Is only what I brought that up for. And as far as ditches, we have a lot of ditches to attack.
Okay. Yeah.
I mean, it's by far probably not the worst. But
that culvert on Homestead and Big Trails.
Yes, that's getting replaced.
That's the one getting replaced.
Yes, when you take a left there. And that's going to get limp a little bit. And
So that's the ditch you're talking about cleaning out.
Yes, along between the, yeah, right along the bike path.
Okay, 21.
Exactly. Yeah, okay, that one backs
moving
up.
Moving on to the approval of the minutes, which we will not be approving. Last month's minutes, May's or April's yet, because we don't have a quorum, we weren't all here. However, we do, Aida, want to discuss some items in the June meeting.
Right.
Which you...
were we all here for June?
No.
I
was.
Okay, I'll just go through the changes. On the first page, I just saw under property owners, there was a hanging end. I don't know if there were supposed to be more property owners that were on the call. So that's just a typo. And I already asked about, I'm trying to remember, and maybe you can help me, Brian, where we've got in under homeowners' issues and concerns, that first paragraph with waterfall and ditch maintenance. It says that we talked about identifying priority locations and coordinating with ditch operators and affected property owners. Homeowners will be encouraged to report blocked ditches, culverts, flooding, and other draining concerns through the HOA survey. The HOA survey, we were also talking about trying to make sure that was on there, because I think I did the last time I went to it. Make sure that the link to the survey is on the right. And report block digits. So that's kind of what we were just talking about. And is that on the survey? Do we know if that's included in the survey? Does anybody know?
The block ditches specifically?
Yeah, like block ditches, culverts, flooding. The survey, as I remember, was for people to report that there was water in the crawl space. But I just wanted to make sure we're saying we're encouraging people to report all these other things on the HOA survey. And I just want to make sure that that is part of the survey.
Oh.
So do we know that? For them to report? I'm looking at paragraph A under homeowners' issues and concerns.
So, for example, that south trail that's flooded now, you want that reported on the survey versus calling Lisa or Randy? Is that the question?
Well, it could be both. If it's something that's like really causing a big concern, of course, you want to call right away. But this one is more like, hey, we know that ditch is blocked, that water's barely moving.
There is a question. Have you noticed plugged or overflowing culverts near your property? Yes, the culvert near me is plugged regularly. So it does have one regarding plug, which you could say means blocked.
Okay. That's just in relation to the culvert.
Yeah, right.
It says blocked. So it doesn't read here, it says report blocked ditches, so it doesn't refer to ditches or not.
It's talking about a blocked culvert.
Yeah, it says culvert after that. That lists them.
It does have. There's a place where you can report if you have any ditch issues.
I just wanted to.
So you just have to write in it.
So in that case, if that's the case, then that section is okay. I had a question about the first sentence on the second page. The board agreed that the appropriate liability and land signage should be researched and presented for consideration before continued use of the property is permitted. I don't think we gave anybody in particular this responsibility, did we? It doesn't say it in the minutes if we did. And the reason I'm asking is just asked Scott.
Oh, I have the same question. I actually discussed this with Jess. We discussed signage, but we're not doing it. We didn't say we're going to put up signs for the paragliders.
And Jess contacted Scott Garland, and I'm the liaison.
Oh, okay.
And if she was assigned to do that, I can't remember. I don't have a recollection that she was. It doesn't say in the minutes that she was. I just want to be sure that I didn't neglect my duty.
No,
I contacting Scott, but she contacted him to see what kind of signage we should have.
Right.
And I don't.
Which I like, because I did discuss that with her, because I was actually. I actually went back and listened to this on the actual audio tape, because
okay.
I wanted to be clear.
Okay.
No, but I didn't know realize she had talked to Scott about the signage, so.
She sent him an email.
Okay.
So we were, I think we were all CC. I don't think we were. I don't think it was just me.
Okay.
And so, like I said, I'm the legal liaison, but I wasn't.
Assigned my name.
I wasn't assigned this duty, and I didn't know Jess was taking it, so I just kind of want to make sure, and in the minutes it didn't say.
Okay.
So I kind of think we need something in the minutes that
Jess
says, well, I don't know that she was, or say that we were going to research it, but nobody was given the responsibility.
Okay. Yeah, I get it.
Specific responsibility to do it. I don't know how we want to move that. But anyway, it's in the minutes, it's very good.
Maybe you can go back and listen to that.
When you listen to it, did it?
I wasn't specifically listening to Jeff. I was more listening to what we discussed on this, making sure we didn't go with the sign. Like, I didn't think we were going with the signs.
I didn't think so either.
No.
That's why I was a little surprised.
Because we
hadn't made a decision,
right.
So I was surprised.
So let's finally put that up when Jess and bring that up when they come back, and we'll say, hey, what?
Okay.
Come up with a game plan. At least now we've researched it, which is in there. I think the minutes are okay. I think
okay.
The process, what we do after that, we can fix that and just get more clarity on what
okay.
we want, what we decide.
All right. My next concern was in C, covenant and rule enforcement. There's a bullet that says gardening coverings, tents, greenhouses, and similar structures. And then that's brought up again under the design committee. And I remember someone saying people are supposed to go to the design committee for if you put up some temporary structure for shade. Is that true? Someone just said that. We didn't put that as a, I don't remember us saying that was going to be a covenant and rule.
No, I feel like Tracy went into, it came up and we're like, no, this is referring to solid, non-temporary structures.
Except we're not allowed to put up tents, according to the CCRs. I know it sounds,
garden coverings, greenhouses, and similar structures. I know greenhouses I get, tents I get, garden coverings, I'm not sure I get that. That's if you're.
There were some large things that had framed.
There was one garden.
Actual, yeah.
But they're
don't say garden covering structures.
I remember something about this.
Yeah, it was like a permanent mini greenhouse type, but it wasn't like an actual greenhouse. That's
just
a
plastic and wood.
So it should say permanent garden.
Yeah.
So well, permanent should be.
I'm not sure, because tents are not allowed and they're temporary.
Yeah.
They're not permanent. So
but
I'm not sure. It's a design committee thing.
This is more just referring to it.
I think
put things over their gardens at night and they take them off. This one's a little bit more substantial. Mm-hmm. I think we just want to clarify that you can still cover your garden.
But this says garden and rule enforcement.
So
that's
we should make a permanent garden.
Well, that's what I'm saying. The thing that I read this as. It seems like I remember this coming up, not in a meeting, but there was a substantial garden covering, and I don't know if it was removed. They removed it.
No, that's what we discussed.
Yeah. And so I don't know with taking out garden coverings out of the, because it is a, it goes to the design committee more than to us. Well, so we being specific for us.
In the minutes, it's listed under government and rules.
Oh, you don't like where it's listed.
And I don't think garden coverings should be in there. I don't think we're going to run around and enforce someone who's going to cover their garden. So I think that should either be deleted or it should say permanent.
I don't know. But I think it's more general saying garden coverings, and I think it's just a general term.
In D, pathway use of motorized devices. The second sentence under D says it was noted that some devices may be classified as motor vehicles and may not be legally permitted on pathways. I think that we should have a statement in there that says clarification for Teton County designations on pathways was provided by the
Perfect.
Okay.
That was a good.
Yes. It helped us quite a bit.
It was noted some devices may be classified as motor vehicles and may not be legally permitted on pathways as described by Brian Pathways.
That's fine.
That sounds
shorter,
so that's fine. Then A on the next page, so I guess I'm on page 3. Sorry, this is a lot of minutes in this one. Under A, the first bullet. We've got the board also discussed, and the first bullet is screening and trailer storage area with trees, fencing, and other landscaping. We didn't discuss that as something in the meeting.
Where are we?
That was
it's page, the three side in under A,
page 3A, first bullet.
We discussed it as screening, reaction to
the trailer storage area.
Randy provided updates? That
no.
You mean?
No, right under that first bullet under Randy.
Oh, screening the trail store. Okay.
Yes. Yeah. We didn't just bring that up and discuss it. That was brought up as a commercial owner concern.
A commercial owner concern about screening.
About
there.
Screen. They wanted to screen. They felt we should be screening the storage area.
That
so
comes up a
I
lot.
Think that we should be deleted.
I know that's coming up in the past.
And Tracy provided some background information.
She
asked specific questions about trees and fencing.
And she talked about how, you know, it has been looked into before. There's no water up there. There's no way to water trees. And putting a fence up there has problems because it will reduce the number of parking spaces. I mean, she did a really good summary of that. And so I don't think that bullet was there. So I would just say now this comes up again, and I don't know if there were those issues and concerns.
Well, to be fair, not that I care, but that was under the homeowner's issues and concerns, so it really was a homeowner issue, or I guess a lot on the issue and concern.
So it should be better.
Well, then I think it needs to be more clear because it's very far. It makes it look like we, when I read this, it's under maintenance and operations.
Oh, you're right.
No, sorry.
Yeah, it's at the bottom of page 2. It says maintenance and operations report. That was an question.
Yeah, let's just delete it.
Yeah. And if we want to put something,
maybe you just put homeowners issues and concerns discussed and just need that bullet put it under as another.
But it should be clarified that was a commercial.
Yes.
How would you like to say it?
Well, it's still proper commercial within Raptor J.
Commercial
that's
property.
Still
it's still there. Well, they're homeowners. Let's see. They're considered homeowners. Property owners. How about property owners and concerned? Well, whatever. I mean, I always. More specific than concerned. Issues and concerns on them, too. And then the last sentence would say. Commercial owner brought up concern about, and then use the wording. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
So we can.
It's kind of a good idea to change homeowner issue and concerns to property owner issues and concerns because they're part of a subdivision. Maybe we can comment on that thing.
I don't know. And I don't know if the way to do it is
over and dominantly homeowner.
Okay, so where? Okay, so that one's taken care of. This is just editing. I can't tell if some things are right justified, some things are less left justified, and whether the spacing is a result of that, but there's extra spaces under the ISD report for A before process. That's a justification.
Oh, right here after response.
It's just formatting. ISD report for A in front of the word process in the first sentence. You see what I mean?
Just an extra space.
Number 7, traffic and pedestrian safety. I think the sentence that begins with attendees should be changed to attendees noted that speed tables that in were installed previously and had been removed during previous road service.
I don't know what happened to me.
Does that make sense?
Yes, I'm writing.
Yeah, no, it's fine. I just don't know if you need to repeat it. So then in number 8, under the design committee report, then we've got a repeat here where A says the design committee discussed garden coverings and temporary structures, including tents, greenhouses, and similar installations.
Mm-hmm. That's where it should be.
So I remember Tracy talking about people needing approval to put up shade structures. Did I remember that incorrectly? Not sure. I understand that.
I think
is it just saying that the board discussed the covering?
The design committee wasn't
it says
no.
So you guys now get their meeting minutes.
Yeah, right.
To review their meeting, and so it came up in their meeting, and I think that's why the board discussed
it. Yeah, all of that we decided is design committee. You know, whatever's going on the garden, we discussed it with the homeowner. And then they must have discussed it further at their meeting.
So this design committee report, design committee discussed garden coverings and temporary structures. They discussed it. Did they say that people have to get approval? Did we come to any?
Well, I think there was a problem that they didn't get any details on the design committee minutes.
Okay.
So we just discussed it, but nothing.
So right, it was one of those eliminate that whole thing since it's redundant anyway.
Right.
I mean, in ours.
Not theirs
because it's theirs.
Their number 8, just we can remove number 8.
Okay.
All of number eight?
Oh, yeah. All of number eight?
Yeah.
I thought we want to...
We can leave the part, recent
parking
violations.
Oh, recent
parking
violations, sorry.
Boy, that's under design committee. Okay. Recent parking violations wouldn't be under design committee. So,
yeah, that should probably have been under nine.
Okay. That should have been under number nine. Is that your saying? What?
So... So are we saying we had an incomplete design committee report?
I wasn't
I think we discussed it, but didn't come to a conclusion.
So the design
we discussed it. Right? You were you here?
It was, but I forgot the whole conversation.
I didn't know we went back. Like I thought it was just the one discussion.
The reason it comes up in my mind is because I remember somebody on the board saying. You have to get approval from the design committee, at least I thought that's what I heard, to put these temporary structures up. And like, you have to get the design committee approval. Do you have to pay $75 or whatever the fee is to put up an umbrella or to put up a sail? I don't think so.
I don't know. I just know the CCNRs don't allow you to put in a tent, put up a tent at all.
Oh, did you have
that?
What was just a quick question on like just the record, like for the minutes? Like, would you want to keep the design committee report section in?
No, that's why I was like, I don't think so because we're just referencing their report, and I don't feel like we even
need to.
Why do we have
in
to,
this particular
right in our minutes?
You know,
even
going it's
forward.
Causing confusion,
right?
So,
because
you
technically, what we discussed, I think, is that. Hey, we had the whole discussion, and then at some point it was like, well, this is a design committee issue anyway. So
you
know, we spent 15
right.
minutes on it. We then came to the conclusion. So to
so
me, we've already covered it in the homeowner's concerns. We don't want to speak for the
right.
design committee because the way this kind of leads is like the design committee discussed, which they weren't here, so they didn't discuss. That's why I was saying let's get
right.
the eight, but I deal with 3 feet of parking. Violations.
That should go under
nothing.
Is what
you see. Yeah, that's what
we
should say. But do you
but
think if you bring
up let's go under put it under traffic 7.
Do you
well we can make it its own
or its
and
own.
Then she doesn't have
yeah.
to mess with
it. Yeah, just take delete it. Yeah,
but make
it where it like
is. Make recent parking violations, make that its own number 8. And then you don't have to remember
it. Oh yeah. I'm just gonna shift.
So
yeah.
If, you know, the design committee, we do are supplied with things on from the design committee, we are always supplied with something. Do we just want to say design committee something reviewed, you know, that we've reviewed it? Because we are supplied design committee
mm-hmm.
Notes.
And we do want more notes than we have gotten.
Right. And so if anything... We don't have to rehash it, but we'd say we reviewed it, maybe.
Yeah, that's fine. We don't want to get. I don't want to get into details because we don't want the details. We just
their details.
Right.
Yeah.
So I am almost done. So we can keep moving. Number 12. I think instead of the board discussed, the board was informed about the proposed Adam Canyon Bike Park by Brian Schiller.
How about those concerns?
I'm okay. I mean, we can change it. We did discuss it. I mean, we each went through it.
Yeah, I think that's okay. I mean, I didn't think that was bad that we listed those in our minutes. So we got discussed. The board was informed about the Adams Canyon Bike Park by Brian Schilling, including its location, proposed features, and possible effects on Rector J. Board concerns included.
Did those concerns ever make it past our board?
But at least you discussed them.
And yeah, let's keep
and
that
that's
one.
What I don't know. I don't know if we even get a chance to post the concerns, but that's not the point. And then on action items, there is a bullet that says prepare screening options for the trailer storage area. We did not put that as an action item. I don't remember that being an action. We said we would take the home of the commercial owners.
Yeah, we didn't. We're not.
That's under advisement, but we are not making a proposal for doing that. So I think that won't be doing it. And then on the second to the last bullet on that page, begin implementation of ditch management plan as identified priority areas. This is a question for my own education. Are we as a board going to vote on those priorities?
I didn't think so. I kind of thought Jess only can, but I kind of felt like Jess had that ditch maintenance plan. She had the best insight in it.
But once she has her priorities, that's totally fair. I think that bullet's fine because it seems like it's still a work in progress. We're just still identifying. And number 17 on the German, it just says the motion is seconded and the motion is carried. It doesn't say who made the motion or who seconded it.
On the adjournment, I think it's just that.
Yeah, you don't have to adjourn. Motion to adjourn. I don't think that happens.
Or we never have.
I don't think we have. Did you get your point out?
I know you were going to try to say something. No worries. No, it was just the thing. I think it got resolved anyway. My thought was just like the minutes in my understanding were, you know, the record of what was discussed, and it kind of follows the agenda. So if there's an agenda item that says DC report, at least keep that line in there.
And then just have it as we discussed it.
Yeah.
Because it's different when. Since you guys have the ISD boards here, we can have discussion versus the design committee. We don't actually discuss with them.
So, are we leaving it in for this one? We already cut it.
Let's cut this month.
Yeah.
And going forward, let's leave it in and just say we discuss it.
Yeah. Okay.
Because I don't know.
Let's review.
Whatever they say, you know, like say like when I do my ISD report, there might be notes of what was discussed or what I reported.
Yeah.
So then if the DC report has info that was read from their report, I would assume that would go in under that line item.
Like a few bullets.
Yeah. But there's no caching of it unless there's a discussion. Right. Or that the board says we need to check with
design
commands. That'd be my understanding.
My intent.
Just to make sure the record reflects what was dealt with. And just, I know you went quickly into the minutes. Is there a way to jump back to homeowners issues and concerns?
If you guys are done, you need to undo the minutes.
Go ahead and you have to approve them, don't you? Or are you
no, gonna, we can't approve them.
Okay. We can't because only two
so,
of us.
So whatever we say here.
Just the conversation because there were so many edits.
Well, I just have one little just thing. It'll be super quick just to add to the homeowners' issues and concerns. And it was talking about the paragliders.
Yes.
And just as a homeowner, just relaying a consideration as you guys move through that addressing of whatever it was. And I don't quite remember where it landed either at the last
meeting. It landed in the gray. But
my input would be that I enjoy the paragliders, and I think it's special that we have a subdivision that gets to enjoy that view at night at dinner if they're right there. But I would, if there's like a liability concern, I hope that the board would consider allowing them to land on that lot with at least, you know, a discussion. You know, something to relay whatever your concerns may be as a board, but still allowing them to land there if they need to and not have them get in trouble. I feel like that was the angle we were trying to get.
Just let's make sure we're not liable, but we don't want them landing. But, you know, people are going to land.
We don't want the whole world coming in.
It hasn't ever.
It's been a few here and there.
The only person I know that doesn't like it is my dog.
Oh.
Your dog has issues with it.
Where we could get into trouble is we have talked about adding native plants to that area, and if something is freshly planted, like, we don't do it for this month, or, you know, something like that.
Yeah,
and I think one of Scott's responses was that we might have to do some flagging on instructions that people can.
And what I noticed was the majority of that lot is capable of being mowed. So I saw there are some T-posts, you know, highlighting some concern or warning hazard areas. So that's good. But to me, it appears like the majority of that lot, currently as it stands, is capable of receiving lanes without injury.
But the goal in the long term is not to let it. So let it come.
I thought there was a requirement to mow it for fueling. Vacant lots are required to be
part of our wildlife.
It's not required.
They're wanting to put this into a conservation basement too. So that's one.
That's one. Leslie, with Teton County, we have suggested the mowing works really well, especially with this dry summer, both in terms of fuel reduction and weed reduction.
We've been mowing. That's a whole.
Because I think it even says in the minutes that we're going to try not to do that next year. So we can discuss it more.
Yeah. No, that's going to be an ongoing debate. Awesome. So that's moving on. We can't approve these meetings because it's just you and I there last week. So next meeting, we will have 1, 2, 3, 4. We'll have a third of a year to approve. Okay, moving on to the financial report.
Okay. I got so distracted about that. Now, let me regroup. This is the end of the fiscal year report. And luckily, we just got in under the wire. We last year budgeted for the fence around the and looks like we just got in under the wire and got it done before the end of the fiscal year. So that was nice. Some notable, the other thing is we're in the process of working with Eileen, and Eileen has had some really good input to change how we record some of our financial information. She's generously and kindly helping us out with her expertise. So some of what we might see right now is going to, it's already in the process of changing. And so it doesn't look exactly like it used to. Particularly one notable is how the HOA fees are going to be recorded on the document. They're not going to be transferred until the end of the year. Anyway, it's going to look different. Maybe you won't notice it, but it'll look different to me. It'll look different to Lisa. And it's great that Eileen is willing to help the HOA with that. She's the one who knows. But being at the end of our, even me going through this, our gross profit is off, really, just because of the changes. I won't bother with that,
that sticks out?
Yeah, well, what sticks out as far as the end of the fiscal year, we're over budget on some things, and we're over budget overall by about $23,000. I think the notables are our professional fees were at 133%, so that was over. And required, you know, we just didn't plan for that much. And the other thing, I think repairs, maintenance, and shop, we are over quite a bit, but we weren't, Randy is doing a lot of our work for us that we would have had contracted out, which is great. Thank you, Randy. And so it looks like we're more over budget on that than we really are, because now we're not paying it out elsewhere. So that's super notable. Telephone and communication. During the past year, we upgraded. That cost us extra more money than we expected. And then trash removal went up in cost. And we didn't anticipate that. I think that's pretty much the notables on. So let's see. Everybody's received a document about the HOA fees that are it's not that much, but we can look at the document that shows a couple of letters went out. I know that they've been some names, but that's in the past. It's been this one, you see this specific one? Those are just the most of what's on there, other than these two letters that went out.
Thank you, Kathy.
That's about it.
Do I have a motion to approve the financials?
Do I second my own financials? I'll second it.
All in favor of approving financials for July?
Aye.
Aye. Next up. Next up, we have the maintenance report.
On the list, the water tank fence is done. That's said and done, all over. Lower Valley Energy is moving into the neighborhood and putting in some replacement lines. It looks like they're going to start over on the front loop. I think by Beaver Slide is where they're deciding, but they have yet to send me locates. But it'll all be on that front end, and I'm not sure how far they'll get. It depends on how far things go. Some Spectrum ongoing with them guys, trying to get those lines buried. Green cam for the storage shed. You guys, I was looking those up. They're like $200 for the kind that mount. We don't want the doorbell kind, obviously.
No, we just want it.
Unless you guys want me to put your phone on it and make everybody that comes can. But no, the ones for the side are like $200 to plug in, and then it's like a $50 a year service, and that gives you playback and live.
Let's do that. Perfect.
So I can get it. I know I can get it on the side door. It needs Wi-Fi. So I don't know if it'll pick it up around the front of the building. Maybe I can get it on the corner. But that's where we are with that. And I guess if that's what you guys want to go, I will order that in the morning.
Yeah, let's do it.
Get that done. Been working on the storage a little bit here and there because the fireweed is taller than the table. It's taller than some people's trailers up there. So I've had a couple people ask to clear, so I've been kind of trying to get up there here and there, but in the end it's going to take just some time and getting rid of all those weeds pretty much, if not a regrading of that place eventually. I did go in and grade out a little bit with the skid steer, turned it up and regraded it, and it seemed to work out pretty well, but like I said, that's going to involve getting a lot of people to move, and I need to get rid of the weeds first before you even think about that. So possibly for the future, see what goes on with this park that's going up there, I guess, and what we end up doing around all that. Not sure what the dog station signage. I think I'm good on the dog station stuff, but I'm going to get you. I did finally find some no e-bike signs, oh, nice. Stickers that'll fit on those Carsonite signs that Corey ordered. Do we want those at all the single track? Is
yeah.
What you guys are all proposing? And do we want to put anything on that or just the no e-bike sign? We don't need to put hiking, biking.
No, I just say no.
Just for now, we'll leave it with the one sign, and I'll get those going as soon as.
Is it just a circle with
that? Yes, with a little plug on the bike and a circle. They should be here any day. So,
when you say one track, what about the one that goes in by the bridge? That's
yeah, the two tracks. Track anything, and the two track anything that's not paved, or the two track also.
Yeah, because yes. That's where I see them cutting through.
Yep. I think what I see, that's mostly young kids, I think, that just have no clue and they're just playing. So, but the weekends could be different. Let's see what else we got. I did order some forks for the forklift. Half of them are here. The other half will be here next week. So that's something we definitely need. I mean, just one injury, one problem, we need those things. I've already had... The chlorine showed up the other day, and I needed a forklift for that, but we didn't have it. So it will get used very, very much in the future. And on that note, we should be getting a little bit of money back. Our old mower, I got the new mower should be here any day. I hope it's down at Teton Rental. What do we want to do with our old mower, I guess, is a question. We can put it on consignment. I can try to sell it outright. Or we can end up keeping it. I don't know if we really want to keep it as a junker mower to do like rougher stuff. I don't know where we would put it. And then you got.
Would you use it to do that?
Only if I had a second person next summer, maybe. So I don't know if that's really realistic to keep it. I think we probably ought to sell it and get money back out of it.
I've heard of Teton Rental. Well.
Yeah, that's what I'm dealing with. But I don't want them to just
and then share what they sell it.
Yeah, but I don't know if I want to do that. I need to find out from him what he's going to give me, because I can just sell that thing right outright and make
just put an ad in.
He's going to replace a guard or two and then shine it up and charge as much as he can. So
yeah, I don't know.
It's like a trade in on your car. It's like
faster just for you if you're willing.
That's a good question. I mean, I may end up. I think we can sell it. It's worth a couple grand. We put some good money into it in the fall. And in fact, a pulley blew up last week. Thought the thing was on fire in the backyard. The smoke was rolling out from over it pretty big. So I did have to put another pulley in for another $50, but I think probably get rid of it just because it's.
I think for consignment, we'll get money. You don't have to deal with it.
Yep.
Seems
and,
like the easiest
and can we leave it up to Randy? Like
that's kind of what I.
Yeah. Like, feel whatever.
That's kind of what I told them we were going to do with it. Is probably just do consignment.
Yeah.
Whatever
you like. You don't want.
Because they'll be able to fix what's bring it back up to OSHA or whatever, up to standards for whoever buys it, put the guard back on it, and do whatever. And then I guess on the other note, I'm trying to get rid of more an ISD problem, but I am. Actively searching to get rid of that loader. We've got a couple people. I'm trying to figure out what the thing is worth, which is really hard to figure out on old machinery. It's definitely worth some money. I wouldn't say it's worth 50,000, but I would think it'd be worth at least 5 or 10, I would think, depending on what it's going to take to get it out of here. But my son works at Cat Rental now, so I've got him doing some homework for me and trying to figure out what it's going to cost for somebody to actually get that thing running. But there's a potential for money back, more probably ISD.
Worst case scenario, it's worth the scrap metal.
But no, it's worth more than that, I think. I mean, it's not going to be like a city unit, but if somebody had another one of those, I don't think it'd take a whole lot, a couple tires, windows are. You need windows on a farm. I mean, depends on who would want it. I did have the guy that dropped off the Corrine was very interested and took pictures, and so summer's the time to do that. Let's see what else. Tree trimming, I guess. We'll start to get into that. Is there any, I guess, what are priorities as far as everywhere? It's kind of make a list of like the worst of what's
the worst ones on the, that are hanging over.
The worst of the worst hanging over that are coming out of common area.
Yeah.
Then we got a ton of them that are coming out of people's places. Is that something we want to start kind of?
I would say start with the common area.
Start with our common area stuff for sure. We'll do that.
Yeah. And then I haven't heard many. I mean, I'm sure there are. Like last year, we had a ton of homeowners asking, right? And we haven't gotten any feedback yet. So let's start with what we can control. And then
mainly you drive around on a big truck and you can tell right away which ones are all in the way. I think I'm caught up. Well, I don't think I'll ever be caught up, is what I've realized this summer. And that half of my wish list is shrunk to about this big for the summer. But it's still there. But reality is setting in that I'm not going to get a million things done that I thought I would get done at the beginning. Yeah. Maybe fall will change things when the mowing slows down for sure.
But if we can just put a giant thank you. The water fence is huge, and the lighting, those are both huge.
The lighting.
We took care of both of those, and that we've been trying to get that done for a long time.
Yeah,
and the fence.
And those kind of,
we are so grateful.
I try.
You've done well.
I'm trying to catch up on the mowing.
Keep trying. ISD report.
Yes. We had our last meeting on July 1st, and that was a carryover, like a continuation of our budget approval hearing. So we approved our fiscal year 26-27 budget. We have a cybersecurity assessment for our SCADA system, and then as much as we can tie in an assessment of the office as well, just to make sure that we're covering all our bases with that. That's scheduled for the end of September. We have a fire hydrant flow rate assessment that has been picked up by Nelson Engineering, and it's on their to-do list, so we're going to get that going. That I know it's been a request and good information for us to have as well, but a request from a member of the design committee for that information. We as a joint boards, the HOA and the ISD, last meeting discussed inviting Rich Oaks to you guys found a space in your annual meeting, which is thank you very much. That's a nice time to bring some information to homeowners from the emergency coordinator and just sharing information. He's going to do a short presentation at the beginning of your meeting on August 18th, the annual meeting, to just bring awareness to emergency alert systems that are available in the county for public, and also just help people if they need to get signed up for Everbridge, which is the alert system we used when we had our water leak most recently. And it worked well. It helped cover some areas that we may not have reached otherwise. And then our next meeting is going to be September 10th at 6 p.m. Questions or anything?
September 10th at 6 p.m.
Uh-huh.
Awesome. Thank you, Janice.
Yeah, thank you.
I have the DC report. Go through it quickly, I guess. There was a double shed was not approved. The fence was not approved. New paint on the house was approved. Papers to extend parking area not approved. Perhaps was approved. Replacement of the deck approved by both us and the design committee. Finally, there was a shed that was approved, but it's needs to be painted. That's it on the design committee.
One note, we've got two things from the design committee. On the June 2nd meeting, it said there was a possible tour of the Lot 333 building that was discussed. And we should just note that that tour was scheduled and canceled by the lottery. So we weren't able, the board was also invited to go. Members of the board and the design committee were invited to tour, but provide that tour. It's not getting the same as far as I
know. On to the office report.
The ballots and proxies are coming in. The annual meeting, as I'm gathering information, I'm getting everything together for that. And I talked to the church, so that's all set up and ready to go. I talked to Tracy about the online voting, and we thought it would, instead of trying to rush it before the ballots went out and having some mistakes, we decided it'd be worth testing. So we thought for this new CCNR, or if there's something prior to the annual meeting that comes up, otherwise for the lot assessment, lot classifications and satellite vision, garbage compactor, yes, might be a good thing to test it on, see how that goes. Yeah. Online bill pay is just a work in progress. I don't know that we've made a whole bunch of headway between you and I talking about it. We haven't really sat down and got our heads together.
We have been trying to do this for several years.
Yeah.
And our bank makes it very expensive.
Another thing that came up, which is not on the agenda, but is the bank scanner, having that here at the office so that we can just not have to actually physically go to the bank, to run 159 checks and per batch. And it's just, which is totally fine. I'm happy to do it. It's just, it takes a lot of time. And so that was just something to look into. I did talk to Lynn Wagner, or Lynn Matthews.
Lynn Matthews.
At the bank.
That would be great.
She said the cost really isn't, it's not that much.
I think it'd be worth it to
start. So I'm going to do some more research, when things go more quiet. office manual, that's just something I'm gradually adding to as I'm learning more about, updating the homeowner's fees in QuickBooks and how I mean once that's set up and all those things. I'm kind of adding to this manual so that there's information out there. So that is all I have.
Awesome. Thank you.
How many people are running for two? We've got two people running.
Mm-hmm. Well, both positions are uncontested. There's two positions.
Yeah.
There are two positions open.
Brian is running?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Got it.
On the old business. Dish management plan, I think we've discussed that. No need to keep rehashing it. Adams Canyon Trail easements, we approved it last week. Contractors working with the county right now. Silver Star Fiber, the schedule's yet to be determined. However, it's unlikely that installation will occur in summer 2026. Continuing to be in touch with them. They also share their preliminary designs for the sub HOA properties. And that's the update on the Silver Star Wildlife Connectivity and Habitat. Jessica contacted YDOT and Cheyenne at Wyoming Game and Fish. They met to explore wildlife conservation reasons. That seems very old. We'll wait on Jessica for an update on that. Oh, she had another? Oh, okay. Either way, we'll have to wait to hear her update. Trail counts, I don't have any update on that. So, again, CCR amendments, they're in the office. Obviously, if you want to sign, they're there.
I think we need 17 more on the last one, 17 more signatures.
Mm-hmm.
Awesome. I think it could be 13.
Great. Moving on to new business, the Adams Canyon bike proposal. As we discussed, as Brian Schilling described, was it last month? Or
last week.
He went into detail about what they're considering up by the storage area. As noted in our meetings, we voiced some concerns. I don't know. We'll have to talk to Brian if what that process is. We received something today which looked like the process had already happened before we even knew, really. So we'll have to dig a little bit more into that, finding out where in the process that actually is, and what is actually going to happen. It seemed very, very up in the air, and suddenly it seemed like there's something might be going on. So we'll have to look into that. Wildlife committee update.
Okay, we met with Leslie from the Teton Weed and Pest a couple of weeks ago. She was supposed to contact me and do a follow-up, but she hasn't done that yet. She's been really busy, but I'll give her another call. We talked about, we reviewed the map. There were only a couple of sections that she wanted to redo, and that would be a walk around with us. She identified variables for the to consider when identifying the target invasive species that we want to manually pull and that we're responsible for. And she said, first of all, Raptor J is legally obligated to stop invasive weeds from spreading beyond our properties. That's a Wyoming state regulation. Locally, or within our community, consider the weed toxicity because we're a family community and we don't want poisonous weeds around children and dogs. And then identify the most invasive species. And based on that, for mechanical, we identified removing hound's tongue, field sabius, boreal lucium, Canada, and musk thistle. And next spring,
could you repeat those? So
I got them
in the notes. Would that be easier?
I can also give you my notes. Hound's tongue, mm-hmm. One word. Field sabius, S-A-B-I-O-U-S. Borealisum, H-O-A-R-A-L-Y-S-S-U-M.
Canada. That's what I was going to guess.
Canada and musk thistle.
Canada.
Mm-hmm. And musk thistle.
Got it. Thank you.
And then next spring, when the Dames Rocket are blooming like off in the along Flat Creek through that really willowy area, we can pull those. But we have a lot in neighbors that are facing the common areas. We still have, I noticed this spring. And what she said was because they're fragrant, they're pretty, people are reluctant to pull them. So encourage people to cut them in the spring when they make beautiful
and fragrant bouquets and cut them before they go to seeds, and then you got an automatic reduction.
I wonder if it would be good to like have pictures of these.
Yeah, because well,
I'm going on.
I wouldn't cut it. We're working on that. And then in terms of cleaning stations, if we're interested in moving ahead with boot cleaning stations, they are $1,200. She proposed that Rafter J buy one, and then Tea Time County Weed and Pest would buy one, and we could put them in when we wanted to. Also want to encourage residents to comb their dogs after walking, and because they pick up a lot of seeds. You can really see it in the short hair. She didn't think at this point that the Google form that Dan recommended in terms of reporting weeds, that might be just overwhelming. And let's start with those four that we just identified. And then follow up with signs, resident education. When I get back together with Leslie, we'll organize a couple of weed pulls. And what she suggested starting with is the area around the pump house, because that's got a lot of invasive weeds and it gets a lot of traffic. It's gotten a lot of traffic over there. So we would.
What kind of traffic? What kind of traffic?
Doesn't it get a lot of car and a lot of.
Not really.
Okay, then I'll revisit that with her.
A couple of weeks.
Okay.
I mean, probably less than 10 cars a week.
Yeah.
Go back there.
Have you seen any problems out there with those that are
nothing? Okay. Nothing like crazy or kicking. Okay. But there's definitely weeds everywhere.
And she might have recommended that because of border.
Yeah, and borders the creek and all. Yeah.
And then back to the veterinary clinic area would be the two areas. She also recommended talking with the board about having Teton Landscape do some spot spraying on the west side of Flat Creek and the perimeters for yellow toad flax. T-O-A-D-F-L-A-S. Flax.
What? Spot spraying where? On your side?
On the west side of Flat Creek. I've got it identified on the map. And then the southeast border corner by Cottonwood. And again, I need to walk with her because when I went back there, I couldn't see what she was talking about. And the northwest corner, she said for Canadian thistle, where it's hard to reach along there, if there's that. That was fine.
Did she say for Canada thistle? Did she say whether physical removal was better or spray?
They're easy to remove. Well, I don't know if it's easier. A bunch of us spent some time up on Elk Ranch with thistle.
Yeah.
And it's two parts. Some of them, if it's gone to seed, if it's turning brown, then you pop off the heads. But then we've also been doing it. And we can get the equipment from Teton County.
But she didn't talk about spot spraying for those?
She did on the northwest corner that's okay. In there that's really hard to get to. She thought it'd be easier to spray.
Yeah.
Okay. Just a follow-up on the bouquets that people are, we don't have to worry about it till spring. Make sure that when they throw out the bouquets, it goes into the it goes into the garbage and goes to the transfer station and not into your compost pile, or you just created more problems. Okay, a couple things on the swallows. We had two boxes along the south fence that had a couple of different batches of eggs this summer and spring. I submitted a request to Teton Rafter via their website and then got a call from Roger, and he's going to work with us on the kestrel boxes. He said he has two nesting boxes, but we're going to walk around and find out Oh, and then Bill Hunter, Bill Long, who's in charge of the Wetland Society, he's going to meet with us Thursday morning to go around the wetland area and the ponds. And, you know, I mean, the focus has really been a lot of the discussion on getting rid of the cattails. But before we start that, we need to decide what we want it to look at in the end in terms of maintaining the wetland habitat. Cattails filter water. And I think you've already gotten from a couple meetings ago, Morgan gave us different ways to address those cattails and make that decision. And I guess after Bill's meeting with us, and we put together a proposal, we submit that to you, and then you're going to decide how to move ahead, which one of those ideas. That's the plan.
Yes.
One other question. I know there's been a lot of discussion about the algae on the ponds, and I did a little research, and it's a man-made pond, and if it's designated as a habitat pond, then according to the Teton regulations, there's a mandatory 50 feet setback. And if you look around, particularly the north end, we're not at 50 feet. People are mowing closer,
right.
Probably fertilizing closer. And if you wanted more oomph, then we could start maybe putting up some stakes to help people understand, okay, this is the 50-foot premium. And then if we want it officially designated, it does require an environmental consultation, and then we can get it identified by the county as a Teton County Habitat. Two ponds. We're already identified officially as a wetland area
right.
The county. But if we want those ponds identified as a habitat, and then after listening to Bill and what they're doing with the swan, raising the swans and then releasing them in different places, we really need the water because they're kind of in dire straits with their goal for the Wetland Association. I don't know if you know, but there were the individuals in the group that was responsible for the swans in Yellowstone. There were only a couple of years left. They brought that population back. And now what they're trying to focus on is from Montana down to Texas, the original swan migration. And it's really going to be tough to do because like Green Lakes, Green River, all that's drying up. So the more we can keep our habitat going, helping.
Sounds like it should be a priority.
Yeah. And so I'll let you know, but we're kind of looking forward to meeting with him on Thursday.
And please be sure to text me.
Okay.
When you know the time.
Oh.
I'm happy to try
that. Yeah. And the other thing, they have algae on their ponds too. And they said, they rake it. That's how they're keeping it. Keeping the culverts open so you get water through, and then maybe you can get a couple of teams to help rake that.
Just rake the top.
Just rake it up.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I do know people that do that,
mm-hmm.
and they always wonder, does it do any good?
Yeah, that's what they do.
Okay. So I have a few questions, unless somebody else.
I just have one quick one. You mentioned that cleaning, and there were two of them, or that we could get to.
We could get to, and that was something she proposed. Dan recommended it in the spring when we met with him. He said one thing to consider is boot cleaning. He also even mentioned the curry brushes, but she said if we don't want to do that, just have people make sure they comb their dogs when they're.
So the boot cleaning is not waiter boot cleaning. That's
right.
Just
no, that's hiking. Like you see it at Game Creek and some of the others.
Right.
They're trying to do it. And they They did say they're effective. The research on them and what their experience has been with those, if you clean off those seeds.
Seems very expensive.
So $1,200.
Wow.
But would I?
Yeah. Well, and she's $1,200 that we get to.
Been in business with the Mutt-Mitt guys.
So where would we put them?
Mutt-Mitt's like.
You know, I think if we go with her again,
yeah. The main,
we can get specific.
Just because it says Mutt-Mitt.
Yeah. I had just a few questions. If you feel.
No, I'm always the first.
Okay. When you listed off the toxic species, were those species that she said Raptor J is responsible legally for not causing to spread? Oh, we're legally responsible for quite a few, but we're covering them with our spray.
Okay.
Because I brought the Dan's plant for the last 3 or 4 years, and we looked at those with the discussion and compared it to the man. Okay. And she thought what he's doing was right on.
Okay,
I misspoke.
So the spraying,
yeah.
Okay.
And I misspoke about the mowing. I confused that with the haying. She said it was the haying that it'd be a good idea to continue because that did reduce fuel and it did reduce invasives.
Where were he? Mm-hmm.
Okay. We'll have to talk about that. So it's kind of boring. Yeah. But again, you're back here on the walk. This was an office. Okay. So, spot spraying. We talked about designating the ponds as habitat ponds.
Would that man-made habitat ponds.
Okay.
According
would
to
that affect people's ability to be able to fish?
No.
It just makes that, you look at native plants for food and you look at that perimeter, no development. Okay, yeah, thank you. I've got it. I can even tell you what regulation is, but it's all on Teton County land. Oh, and if you want to talk fishing, one of the things that Bill did this summer, they did put a spawning area at the end of one of the swan ponds, and they got cutthroat spawning.
Oh, yes.
In the swan ponds where?
North of us.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Down to grandma's.
On the ranch.
Right. Yeah. And then the other, just a selling point, they are a nonprofit. They're going to start doing weekly two tours a week in August. And boy, I would encourage people to go. It was 2 hours. You learned a whole lot about the swan habitat, what they're doing, what their goals are, and beavers. They also do live beaver trapping. I don't know if that's how we got.
Oh, they're not raising beavers because that's the last thing.
No, no.
Like they're raising beavers.
No, they trap them and they use live. They pay part of their money that they get with their donations pays for the trappers to do live trapping, which is a lot more work than they have to pay. And then they've got a couple of cage areas with water. Tyler was even, you know, that week of 90 degrees, they happened to have a family. He was having to go down and hose them down a couple of days. But then they're tagged and they're released far away.
I know there's been one in this ditch recent. It's taken out trees behind the guy's house. So they're around still.
But the wetlands.
They're everywhere.
Yeah. They're also, they're a keystone species, so they're important.
I have a wild, I don't know if you know about this, but I don't know if you're the one to ask. Do we know what happened to the mountain lion? Does anybody know if it's still around?
I think last year I went to Game and Fish.
There's also a skunk out there in the common area.
Oh, yeah, that's not a problem.
Keep your
dogs.
That we got to, what do we do about that one? One is say, don't walk your dog by the skunk, maybe?
Avoid that skunk. Which common put the mom on?
Thought it was by the bridge.
Somebody can't.
Somebody was worried. It's got babies and they walk their dog and stuff.
I
it's yeah, an animal. It's better than the mountain lion.
Yeah.
It'll eat it.
You do live in this house.
Yeah.
It's going to happen. What was it? Maybe a few days ago, said to me that in the middle of the night on his street, but he said in the middle of the night he thought he heard it because of the noise. It was like,
the shrieking.
Yeah, yeah. And so that's what brings up my question.
Still around.
Yeah.
The one that Drew reported was young. He was in the shade under a trampoline.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, this was
he had heard a lot of shrieking the night before. I don't know. Hopefully it was from that.
I hope it's gone.
Well, moving on to action items.
Okay.
What doesn't involve a mountain lion. I'm going to just, I think most of these we've covered. I think as we go, we got to reprioritize this because some of these. Oh, you have a different list, but I think, I was just looking at, you have a nice colorful list.
Oh,
no,
can
I just.
Look at mine. Go ahead.
You have it. It's all yours. A lot of this we've covered, a lot of it's ditch maintenance. One thing I did highlight, and I maybe, Randy, maybe you know, did we install temporary rerouting signs for the easement up there?
I didn't put any signs up, but
it's pretty obvious.
I mean, you walk around the fence, they literally made a new trail around the fence already.
Yeah, so we don't need signs there.
No, it's pretty, very obvious.
Was there anything that you guys saw that haven't discussed or needs attention? Is I think a lot of this we've covered, a lot of it falls into some of it is there. Brian Schilling's definitions on bikes.
Oh, there's a thing on there again, prepare screening options for training.
Oh, and on mine I had crossed it out.
Okay,
so that's why I said we need to reprioritize both of these when we get everyone back home. That's it. Do I have a motion to adjourn?
I'll make a motion to adjourn.
Okay. We're adjourned.
At
5:30 exactly.
Wow, perfect. So I don't need to make a very quick exec session. Yeah.
Can I ask a quick question? I signed up to be an election judge. I've done it forever. And it's the same night as the annual meeting. The polls close at 7. But the problem is, at 7 is when a lot of the work starts in terms of being able to certify. You need 3 like judges to sign off everything. What would happen if I didn't make it to the annual meeting?
I can read your statement.
How long does it usually take to do what you've got to do?
It depends. I've always worked park and rec where it's always taken a while.
Yeah.
This time I'm at Teton Weedon Pest, and it might go faster.
That's
but there's fewer. But we've got to account for everything.